battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the fourth day of April, the year 2011. Welcome to the program wherever you are. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. Very busy. Two church services and a lot of things in between. But I had a wonderful weekend, and it was just a blessing to spend time with our church families, and it really was. By the way, speaking of families, don't forget that this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to be in Jefferson City, Missouri, to spend some time with some folks from down there that's trying to set up a little get-together with Greg Evenson and some other fantastic speakers. I'll be there to try to pick up some scraps if possible and do my best to be a blessing to somebody, but we're going to plan on being there Friday morning. If nothing goes wrong, we're leaving here Thursday. It's a long drive for us, about 800 miles one way. And we're going to do our best to be there to join you folks. If you want to come and join us down in Jefferson, Missouri, go to Greg's website, theheartlandusa.com, and find out where it's going to be and what's going on. Theheartlandusa.com, folks. I think you'll find it worth your while to come and join us. I know it's a long drive, and I don't like the driving part, but I'm looking forward to ever seeing anybody there. I really am. Bring with me my wife, Marsha Jean, and our producer, Phil Hudock, who's going to do the videoing, and his right-hand man, Barry, will be there also. So looking forward to seeing everybody there, and I mean that. And within a week or so, we're going to have a surprise announcement for everybody out there, I think, that you might be looking forward to. I'll let you know about that in a little bit. If it's going to be about a week or so, probably, before I announce it, folks. But we're looking forward to something here maybe soon in the future in our area. We'll tell you details as soon as we get everything lined out where we can tell you a little bit, okay? So bear with us on that. Don't forget, also, we just got a fresh shipment of iodine in. I hope I got enough. If not, I'll order some more. But if you want a bottle of iodine, folks, I take it every day. I really have been doing it every day since I started easing into it a little bit every day, a little more, with a goal in mind of where to reach. But if you want iodine, you order it, you get directions with it, how to use it. Now, it's not just good for radio activity, your radiation, I guess. It's not just good for that. It's good for a lot of things for the body. I had no idea how depleted this whole world basically is of iodine and what it does for us. It's really kind of an essential item, no doubt about it. But for $34.95, we'll send you a bottle of it. And you can read about it and start using it every day to build a lot of things in your body that you need to build. I'm not going to track it into it because I'm not an expert. I've read the information, read some on some other books and sources, and all I can say is it's a fantastic item. We need to have some. And if you want it, you just call. Now, before I forget, if you have any questions about anything with this ministry, as far as what we have here, what we offer, don't forget we offer Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. We have maca here, maca powder here. If you want to use, if you'd like to have that, they used to be on these by from Cliff Scott. I know that. Well, Cliff passed on with the Lord about 4 years ago, and Jenny just had to finally shut the business down. But we offer here Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, children's toothpaste also, and maca. Just call and get prices, folks, or go to the website, PastorBush.com. It should be on there by now, I would think. And while you're on the PastorBush.com, check out PastorBush.tv. Why don't you try 15 cents a day, $5.95 for a whole month, and see if you like what you hear on there. If you're on there and we have our live teachings, you can listen to us live, and some folks start to do that. Matter of fact, I just found out last week we can now take questions via email. While we're there teaching live, we can take questions. I didn't know that, but believe me, folks, when it comes to technology, I'm way out in left field. So we will, starting next time, take questions. How's that? Back at the break, folks, with some breaking news and our guest tonight. You're going to find very interesting. Her name is Marty Oakley. Have a lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. question. With all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the other. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Alrighty, folks, let's jump back in here. Now, we're going to bring a guest up, man. I'm going to say hi to her. Marty Oakley is a mother and grandmother who is absolutely a tooth and nail fighter. I can tell you what, now, this lady, when I read about her and heard about her from our producer, is not someone that you want against you because she stands for what she believes in and she's not afraid to stand up and she won't back up. We're discussing some things tonight as far as maybe Monsanto and S510, the food control bill, different things. But tonight, before we do, let's bring Marty up because, folks, I have a breaking story. I just say fresh off the presses. Just got it sent to me about 10 minutes ago. I'm going to share with you. Andy, welcome to the program. Marty, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Andy Oakley, welcome to the program. Go on, Andy. How you doing, Marty?
Just fine. Thank you.
I was telling you during the break about this bill that's going to be voted on in North Carolina tonight. Folks, let me just tell you very quickly what this is. You'll find this on the website, I'm hoping, that this evening, not for sure tomorrow. North Carolina is going to vote this evening on a bill. It's entitled a bill to be entitled An Act to Clarify the Penalty for the Unauthorized Practice of Medicine. The General Assembly of North Carolina enacts Section 1, GS 90-18A, reads as rewritten. It's been rewritten to fit. Now listen, folks, listen to me very carefully. This is very, very important. I'm going to give you 2 numbers called a minute. The governor's office and the House of North Carolina. You say, why? I don't live in North Carolina. Folks, if this passes down there, it'll spread across country. North Carolina tonight is voting on a bill tonight, I said tonight, that would criminalize homeopaths, naturopaths, midwives, herbalists, and anyone else who practices non-conventional medicine. They would be arrested as felons, prosecuted, and sent to prison for practicing medicine without a license. It's a Class 1 felony if this bill passes and they're caught practicing medicine without a license. A naturopath, a homeopath, a midwife, for goodness sake, an herbalist. I use herbs. Oh, Marty, what do you think about that?
Well, it's all part of Agenda 21 and Codex Alimentarius. That was all included in that fake food safety bill. They brought Codex up several times, and basically Codex means the control of everything, in this case, all food, all vitamins, all supplements, and they're trying very hard to make illegal herbal supplements, dietary supplements, and reclassify them as toxic chemicals.
Well, folks, write down these phone numbers, please. If you can find time to call the governor's office in North Carolina or the Carolina House, I hope you do it. Now, prayer for this won't even come up, but they're supposed to vote on tonight. This is the information I just got in from a very dear friend of mine. And here's the number to call the governor's office. 202-624-5833. One more time. 202-624-5833. And the House's number is 919-733-7926. One more time, I'm sorry, 7928. 919-733-7928. If you have time tonight to call them, you say, what good would it do? Now, folks, I don't know if doing good at all. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I think we ought to at least speak our opposition to this bill. Marty, if this passes, it'll spread across this country. I mean, why in the name of all that's good and wholesome is wrong with somebody telling somebody to try herbs instead of drugs?
Because you can't patent them. You can't corner the market on them. You can't garner all the profits from them. And that's the whole problem, because they are natural. They're unpatentable. And if this bill passes there, and like you say, it'll spread like they always pick out one or two test states to run this stuff in, see how easy or hard it was to get it through, what the reaction of the population was. Was there any opposition? Where did it come from? What did it consist of? Then they try to run it through every other state. And these are the same people that don't say a word about the toxic chemicals being added to our foods, that don't say a word about the disaster that is the FDA, the USDA, as far as making food safe or anything else. The FDA, look at all the medications and vaccines they have approved that have turned out to be deadly. And hundreds or thousands of people will die from them, and yet supposedly the FDA said they were safe and effective. So this is who will be getting their fingers in there, and I think if you knew the truth, the FDA is probably in that state passing around a lot of money to get this passed into the legislature there, just to get it in front of the legislature, and I would assume, knowing what I do about the federal government and state agencies, a fair amount of money has changed hands to get this to where it is.
I have no doubt that's true. And folks, if you live in North Carolina and you know anything about this, or anybody else may know anything about it, you please go ahead and call right now, 800-259-5791. If you have solid information on this, we will know about it. 800-259-5791. Of course, tonight, as always, new callers always go to the front of the line. So you know that. So go and get, if you want call, if you have comments on this, or not comments, but information that is solid, please let us know. We will know about this. But with this, if this passes and it keeps going through the rest of this country, and with the S-510 food control bill, Marty, I don't think people realize just how serious this stuff is with Agenda 21 falling in place just as fast as you put together a puzzle. I mean, with all this happening, wonder if people are going to wake up.
I don't know. And that fake food safety bill, and it was a fake food safety, it had nothing to do with keeping our food safe. That bill had absolutely nothing to do with keeping food safe. What was in there about food safety was simply a reiteration of HACCP, self-inspection, special provisions for foreign importers of foods, and that was it. The bill was a forced export bill. That's what that bill is about. It will force 80% of what our domestic producers put out into the export market, it will be the only way that financially they can survive. And that's what the bill was about. And that and implementing Codex, various levels of Codex. And I've been waiting for this, like with this deal with this bill we're talking about, to surface somewhere. The first volley in trying to pass in the states Codex regulations, and that's what this bill amounts to, is you can't sell anything. And the FDA, of course, has got their fingers in it. The only real authority the FDA has is labeling. That's the only authority they have. That's what they were built on. But they are trying to label as misbranded and adulterated vitamin supplements, herbal supplements, anything that cannot be patented.
Well, now, with the this bill in North Carolina is unbelievable, and we'll get hopefully some call on that a little bit. I hope somebody doesn't know something about it. But nonetheless, with the S-510 bill that's already been brought up and taken care of and went through, when do you think we'll start seeing the results of this bill?
You're already seeing it. You're seeing it in the rise in the cost of food in your grocery stores. And in 2007, the USDA claimed for humanitarian aid that they sold our wheat reserves. We don't have any commodity reserves. We don't have any grain reserves. They have sold or given away every bit of it. And we were down to 2.3 million bushels of grain, wheat basically, enough for a half a loaf of bread for every man, woman, and child. That has since been depleted, and there are no grain stores. There are no grain stores left anywhere. Now, there is grain in terminals. It is all marked for export under the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is a subsidiary of the USDA. We have no dairy backup. We have no extra cheese, no dry milk products, no butter. You know, they did this in 1984, I believe it was. They gave away, they had the great cheese giveaway. They got rid of all of our commodity backup surplus that was established after the Great Depression because they didn't want the country to ever go hungry like it did then. They always wanted to have a backup supply. So what you're seeing happen now has been a long time in the planning and staging. And but you go to your grocery store in my right here in this small town where I live, in the last 2 months, a head of lettuce has gone from 99 cents to $2.99 a head.
Wow.
Butter has gone from $2.33 a pound to $5.03 a pound. Eggs have gone from 99 cents a dozen up to $2.99 a dozen.
And this has been how long?
This has been just in the last 2 months. Now, in the last year, food prices have gradually risen 60%. But what they're planning on doing, Pastor, is they're going to pull the rug out from under us all at once. I've been watching the Baltic Dry Index. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there has been an 1,800% drop in the leasing of containers to bring imports into the country. It's been occurring over the last 18 months. And all of those tankers are anchored out in the Marianas Islands, and we've heard of one other location. We don't know if they're full, they're empty, what they are. But we are being gradually cut off. At the same time, you notice we have no manufacturing left. For the last 25 years, they have absolutely knocked the knees out from under our manufacturing sector. So we virtually produce nothing. The last bastion, the last line of defense we had, and the only line of defense any country has, ultimately, is its agriculture. And as long as a country can feed itself, it can survive anything. So what we have seen over the last 9 years is a concerted effort to get rid of domestic agriculture, turn it all to corporate industrial production. All of it available to export, whoever can pay the highest price will get it. Even if it's produced right next door to you, if you don't have the money, you're going to go hungry.
Hang on to the break for those thoughts. Please don't go. Marty, this is powerful stuff. Folks, pick up the break with your phone calls again, 800-259-5791. First-time callers, go to the front of the line. If you know anything about the bill in North Carolina, please let us know about that, too.
Satan's army roams the land.
Could your family survive a food shortage of 2 weeks to 6 months or more? Sound far-fetched? The Department of Homeland Defense and your local Office of Emergency Services are already suggesting at least 2 weeks worth of food and water. Do you really think that's long enough? We have enemies who have sworn to attack us using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Add this to the ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse, and you have a recipe for disaster. The answer is the supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods were designed for the space program, have gone to the moon, and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. We carry such things as freeze-dried chicken, hamburger patties, pork chops, cottage cheese, and freeze-dried compressed peas. Contact the freeze-dried guy by emailing him at fdg@freezedryguy.com or call him at 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Call today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Folks, we're talking tonight to Marty Oakley. Obviously a very powerful speaker, a very passionate believer in what she's trying to do to expose what's going on. And my friends, please, I know, but now, if you listen to this radio show for any amount of time at all, you've seen the things we've talked about come to pass. And if you have any common sense at all, if this is your first night listening to the program, you know what Annie said about inflation on food is already happening. And you're going to see it unbelievably increase over the next year, year and a half. I mean really desperately increase next year when the dollar dies completely. The dollar dies. It ain't going to go away. It's just going to be dead. When it happens, I won't buy anything. Let me tell you something you probably haven't thought about. Most of you out there that call yourself Christians and say, well, I'll never accept the world currency. I'm not going to get into that. It's in the Bible. It's against God's laws. I'll tell you this right now. Whenever your dollar will not buy anything to eat, and your children are hungry, most of y'all are going to go begging for whatever they have to offer you. Any crumb they offer, you're going to take it. I've been telling you for years, prepare yourself with storable food, water filters, guns and ammo, a little bit of gold and silver. I've told you all this for years. Within a year, year and a half maximum, you're going to see all these things happen. And Marty, am I exaggerating?
Not a bit. We've been warning people of the same thing, telling people, you know, to grow their own gardens, put food away, buy what you can in dry supply, and don't forget things like toilet paper, hygiene products, whatever you need, to get and store it in a safe place, and don't tell anyone you've got it. You're going to have to hunker down. This is going to get really bad. They're setting the stage now with these rising food prices. They're limiting imports coming into the country. And an article I had written recently, Pastor, was on the fact that people in this country seem to think that food magically pops up out of the floor of the store, drops down out of the ceiling, because there seems to be such a huge and chronic supply of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see that dwindle, and you're going to start seeing empty spaces on those shelves as we can no longer get certain food products. And it's just imperative. I've told people, plant a garden. Anybody can grow a garden. Get traditional seeds. Don't get this GMO crap. It attacks your DNA, your internal organs. It is not fit for human consumption.
It doesn't reproduce either.
Nope. And you get traditional seeds, buy Heritage Seeds, and put your garden in. Gardening is not difficult. It may be a little work intensive, but you're going to do a lot harder work before this is over. But start laying by and preparing your family. And you don't need iPods. You don't need phones that have the internet and whistle.
Amen.
Wave the flag. You don't need that stuff. What you're going to need is food. And you're going to need lots of it to get through what's coming, because this is going to get really bad. When you add all of these illegal immigrants that are flooding the country in here to the mix, and we see this food shortage growing, if I was these people, I'd turn around and head south, because in my opinion, the population, the legal population that's lived here all their lives, they're going to turn on them. I really believe that, and why they continue to come here when obviously we are standing on the edge of a precipice is beyond me. But there's just so much here. Water filters, super important. Find a way to filter water. Buy a Berkey water filter. Buy whatever you can. And a way to collect water when it rains, even if it does rain. With HARP working all over the world, that's just like all this bizarre weather, earthquakes and everything else, we can no longer speculate and assume that anything is a natural occurrence. We know that they're using HARP constantly and messing with the weather. That was another thing. I had done a report on that here last year, about the Air Force issuing a report called Weather Modification, Owning the Weather in 2025. And they speak about weather control and the ability to cause weather destruction in the past tense, saying that it was the greatest weapon ever devised. Like I say, speaking past tense, they have it. And it is just, like I say, get everything you can natural. I also advise people to lay by supplements, things for first aid, anything that you can do to keep yourself going, to keep yourself free from infections, disease that might happen, and I do suspect will happen. And I hear the music.
Yeah, it's time to break time again. Folks, prepare the break with your phone call next half hour. You know that. First time callers, go right to the front of the line. 800-259-5791. Don't you all go away.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
Here we go! The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right! 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You know, folks, if you have enough spiritual insight to see what's happening, according to the scriptures, according to just the laws of our Creator, when a man or a nation sins against the Almighty to a point of that there's no remedy for it, they're given over to a reprobate mind where they no longer care what they do. Their conscience becomes seared. That's for an individual or for a nation. America has sinned to the point where there's no more consciousness of sin in the higher echelons of this country. Now, that's a fact. I'm sure there's some good people in this country that are very strong believers in the laws of the Almighty, but we have, and I said we, it means me, you, and my dad and mom and the one before them, have allowed the wicked to take this country because we were greedy enough to accept their bribes. Now, you know that's true, and I know that's true. It's just the way it is. And we know that this nation, and I'm going to be preaching this in Missouri, so if you don't like to hear the Word of God being preached, you may not want to show up. I'm going to show you in the Bible that America has sinned beyond remedy. There is no hope for this country. Individuals we're still trying to reach. We're still crying loud and sparing not. We're preaching violence and spoil, just like Jeremiah did. We're trying to reach you all with the truth. Prepare yourself for what's ahead. Now, you know, Annie, I'm sure you probably knew Derry Brownfield, didn't you?
Yes, I was on his show many times.
Okay, Derry, and you probably knew Joan Beyond.
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, I did Joan Shreer in Wisconsin last October, and
yes.
Derry passed away a few weeks ago, and I miss him. They were mm-hmm. two warriors. But nonetheless, I almost envy them. They're out of this mess.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you kind of get to feeling that way, too, when you realize just how far gone we are, and you see all of this in motion, and they're, whatever they're doing, Pastor, they've kicked it up, they've ramped it up over the last 8-9 months into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen happen in previous years, just like this assault now in North Carolina against these homeopathic doctors and herbalists and so on, is we've seen the rise of this pushing of these vaccines. Now, I'll tell you, you want to see a vaccine foe, that's me. And one of the worst ones is Gardasil. They targeted our young girls. We've had several thousand die from the first shot. On my show, we're having the Truth About Gardasil group back on here in a couple of weeks. These are parents of children that have been irreparably harmed by these vaccines. That vaccine is intended to sterilize and make infertile, and now they're using it on boys, and the boys have started dying.
Isn't that amazing? We have got to be the boost.
Yep.
The ignorant people in the world. Molly, before I forget, how can people contact you or get information about you?
Oh, well, I run the PPJ Gazette online. It's simple enough to find. It's all over the net. Or they can contact me at ppj.gazette5@gmail.com.
What's your website?
ppjg.wordpress.com.
PPJG.
JG.
At wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, you heard that. I would advise you to contact and talk to Marty. Get online and look up what she's doing. This is for real. And, you know, Marty, I really wish – I've been on radio this past month. I'm going on my 19th year now, actually, starting my 19th year. And I really wish I could say, folks, I have been wrong for 19 years. I'm going to forget it. You all been right. Nothing's happening. I'm on vision.
Right.
But everything we talk about on the radio show, almost from day one – has come to pass. And I'm not a prophet, but I can read and I can study the scriptures and history and current events to see what's happening. We're watching everything we talked about come about. The new world order is really there, folks.
Yeah.
And they're going to control every inch of your life from what you believe as a religion. They're going to control that. They're going to control your financial means. They're going to control your food supplies. They're going to control you every which way. You know what you're going to do? Most of you are going to say, yes, Master. Here we go. I'm going to obey you right now. You're going to do that. You know why you're going to do that? Because I'm saying this because I love you. You're spiritual cowards.
Yes.
You won't stand for the truth now. You're not going to stand for the truth then. So just get out of the way. Let us fight. The ones who are going to fight like us, like Marty and I, let us fight. The rest of you go back to watching TV because you're going to kowtow to them anyway. You're going to bow down to them and sell your soul for a loaf of bread.
Yes.
You'll do it. Now, Marty, I know this sounds hard, but I'm telling the truth.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's one of the things I brought up in all the efforts they have made to ban guns. And what people need to understand about that is they don't give a crap what kind of gun you got, because compared to what they have for weapons, these are pea shooters. It's the psychological effect. That is the underpinning of our Constitution, of our right as a free nation, is that Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms and to defend yourself. And it would be the psychological effect of taking that away from us that would take us to
Absolutely.
Our knees. And people don't understand that. They don't care if you've got a gun or 600 guns. Because, like I say, they got weapons that just would make it pale in comparison. And so, but the attack is many pronged. Most of it is pharmaceutical. Chemicals. We've got the chemtrail spraying. One of the things we've been talking about on my show is inert ingredients in products you use. And if you look at the back, it'll say the active ingredient comprises 9%, say, for instance, hypothetically. But that 94%, you don't know what that is. You can't find out what that is. If it kills you, maims you, makes purple hair sprout out of your lips, you cannot find out what those other chemicals were that they put in. They can be heavy metals, they can be mutated microbes, they can be viruses, mutated pathogens, they can be anything.
Well, they've crossed DNA with cows, and you know, this affects folks. It's on our website on the health news and perverted news. They now have cattle, according to the Telegraph, genetically modified cows now produce human milk.
Well, now, last year, too, they brought the EnviroPig out of Canada and is now being produced at Columbia University in Missouri. And the EnviroPig is a pig which has a massive amount of human DNA. Now, they claim they're doing this so they can harvest organs from these pigs.
Sure.
Use it for organ transplant. I want to know, where are these churches on this stuff?
The churches are busy having their social functions. And you can't get involved in politics. You know, church doesn't do that. Besides that, you already know this, Marty. These are 501c3 corporations. The state created them so they can't speak up against their masters.
Yes, exactly.
Now, that's a fact. The people of this country have been so damn dumbed down. And I say that in a Christian way, that there's not much hope for anyone to see what's going on here, because they are too busy playing in the churches, too busy watching Dancing with the Stars, to care what happens to the grandchildren.
I'm telling you, what the scientists in these labs are doing is so horrific. I don't know, you're the same age as I am. You remember when we were kids, you read the book or saw the movie, the old black and white movie, The Isle of Dr. Moreau?
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
And that probably wasn't even science fiction back then. It was started on probably back then.
Yes, they were trying back then. And that's actually what was the genesis for that book. And it just, and they're doing it all now. What they are doing in these laboratories is an abomination. And it's an abomination against mankind on many, many levels. The food that's in our stores is not fit to eat.
No, and it isn't. Is this not even really food?
No, it's a concoction of chemicals, fibers that have been treated. They're now using meat, what they call meat glue, and they soak scrapings of meat in it and chill it for about 6 hours, and then it binds all together, and they cut it into slices and sell it as prime meat. It isn't meat. Bertrand Russell wrote back in 1931, I believe it was, that eventually it would come to the point that only, he said, millionaires, these days and times it's billionaires, would be eating real beef. The rest of us would be eating what looked like a synthetic beef steak, and that's about where we're at. This is why they work so hard to push down raw milk sales, to stop farm sales of things that have been produced on farms. This is why they're going to shut down farm markets, because they want everybody eating this stuff. And
yes,
the other thing is they're putting nanochips now in everything from
absolutely
seeds. Yes, and they collect in the body.
Now, folks, now listen to this. This is true. On our website, I can't interrupt you, but this is important. On our website, on there, Marty, if you go to my website, pastorbush.com,
uh-huh,
if you look under Mark of the Beast Technology, look for I can't remember the exact title, dust chips. They can actually throw them out with their hands all over creation. They can spread them over the city. They said cities will be one living computer.
Smart dust, yes.
I mean, you need to check this out. This is unbelievable. I mean, folks, this is for real. This is for real. We're telling you the truth. You're going to be a cyborg and don't even know it.
Nope.
But this
and,
is...
And this is how they're going to do it with nanochips. Now, we had done a lot of work on, of course, GMO and what a terrible thing that is. And I had gotten on a mail list for the Dairy Reporter out of the EU. There's a little article on there from a scientist, a woman who was talking about how GMO had gotten lambasted when they came out with it and they should have kept their mouth shut. She said, now with putting nanos chips into everything, one wonders whether to let them know we're doing it or just go on and do it. So we've decided we're just going to go on and do it.
Amazing. We got to get to the phone lines. Folks, this is absolutely amazing. And I want y'all to find out more about Marty. I'm looking forward to reading a lot of her articles and getting to know her better myself. This is stunning. It actually it just boggles your mind. Let's start with Annie in Indiana. Annie, come on in.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Marty, I am so happy to hear you on Pastor Butch's show. I'm so glad that Aaron got you on. You were my favorite guest when you were on the Derry Brownsville show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And it does look like they're starting to implement Codex. I was wondering when it was going to rear its ugly head.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
And I'm really concerned about people with food allergies. Eating GMO cross-species products that are not labeled, they can trigger severe allergic reactions, and you won't even know what you've eaten.
Right, exactly. This is why they're trying to keep everything everything is labeled as proprietary rights or trade secrets. We don't have to divulge it. We don't have to tell you. That way you can't hold them liable. and you can't actually find out what it was that they did or used that made you get sick, that made you have this reaction. You can't find out. It's a protection system is what it is, and we saw this in SCOTUS when they protected the vaccine manufacturers here last month. You know, you can't sue for damages as a result of mandatory vaccines because the pharmaceutical company shouldn't be held liable for design flaws and defects. Well, I'm sorry, but if you're killing people, I think you should be held accountable.
Amen.
And, she's right. They're going to start implementing it. This thing in North Carolina is step one, and those people out there need to be raising hell, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And stop this.
Amen.
Before it gets started.
Anything else, Annie?
Yes. How long do you think we'll be able to buy heirloom seeds?
I think this year will be the last. They're already after these companies trying to put them out of business. Monsanto, of course, got it wiggled its way into the Seed Savers Exchange, and that's now defunct and basically useless. It's all GMO. If you go to Farm Wars, she's got a Barb's got a tag up there. You can hit it and buy the heritage seeds, an acre worth of seeds, and I'm not sure what the cost of it is. But you want to buy from that, and you want to save seeds from that. This year, if you're buying seeds in any store, you're buying GMO.
Okay. You heard that. Good call, Annie. Thank you. Good call. Chris in Kentucky, come on in, sir.
Well, thanks a lot for this. This is so true. Mm-hmm. We are in very different dimension, dark times, because,
yes.
you know, and all the GMO foods are, like Marty was saying, you know, the number one thing you got to stay away from is microwave ovens. That's the number of, it's a serious problem, and most Americans don't know that. It's served in restaurants. This GMO food is going to be in everywhere. Corporate chain restaurants is another, a majority of the population don't realize what they're feeding their children. It's just, you know, it's so, it's sad because these little kids have never seen life. And,
mm-hmm.
And I work part time in one. I don't eat the food there, but I just observe. And I'm standing by these parents and what they give these kids. It's incredible. They have no knowledge, and especially these young people under 30 say, "Well, everything's fine. The corporations are going to have all this technology. They're teaching this in colleges that this GMO food is healthy. It's good in the medical field. These people are going to be doctors. It's fine." We are in. That's why I miss Derek Brownfield. I listened to him for 2 years, Butch.
Mm-hmm.
I learned 2 years from him. Now, what Monsanto was, I didn't know about it back then until I started researching. Those people from that generation and your generation on up, those I want to listen to because I can learn a lot.
All right, Chris. Good call. Thank you for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. Okay, thank you. Kent, right here in West Virginia. Come on in, Kent.
Yeah.
There, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Butch. A couple of things.
Okay.
I saw an episode of Antiques Roadshow maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and they had like a medicine chest from about the early 1900s. It was Park Davis, you know, a big name company even then. And they had little vials. I don't know where it was, a doctor's office or a salesman's sample. They had little vials of everything that all these natural things that, you know, people talk about. These were sold by big name companies like Park Davis. They even had one named one for cannabis. So. And then another thing concerning the battle against drug companies patenting everything, that in the country of India, which has a long, you know, centuries of thousands of years tradition of traditional medicine, they have actually prepared a database and put it on the computer. And what they've gone through all the ancient writings and all the ancient remedies and cures and everything, and what that does is that patent offices are supposed to research that and to see if there's any prior art. So if these companies come trotting in, they've had
mm-hmm,
people
sure.
sneaking around and stealing
right.
ideas, and there it is. You know, that's not original. That's been done for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then also one other final thing. I think I heard somewhere that because they're taking all this grief about putting so much salt and sugar in and everything on the foods, that they've been working on nanotechnology that is so infinitesimally small, it doesn't even have to be listed as an ingredient, but it tricks your taste receptors, salt or sugar, to think that you're getting salt or something. I don't know. Okay.
With the technology they can't, I have no idea. But good point, good call. Appreciate it very much. You know, nothing will surprise me. Nothing more really shocks me. This bill is going to, that's supposed to be a bill voted on tonight in North Carolina, is it popped up to me, as far as I know, just about out of nowhere. We never had one phone call concerning it, so it makes me wonder if anybody in North Carolina even knows about it.
Probably not.
I guess not. I know we had another caller, but I didn't catch a name. Who are we talking to? Bill from PA, come on in.
Sir, my name is Bill. Pastor Butch, good evening.
Good evening. Are you a first-time caller?
I called once about 2 years ago.
Well, welcome back, man. Don't be a stranger for so long. Come on in.
Okay, thanks, sir. Hey, Lord bless you. Listen, I just wanted to share a couple things real quick. I know you get a lot of callers.
Okay, hang on through the break, okay? Don't go away. Folks, back to the break for the final segment with Marty Oakley. You talk about a little bundled animate. She really is. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hello, folks. Listen up. We have some great news for all of you. After months of preparation, we are excited to announce that PastorButch.tv is up and running. Hundreds of hours of Pastor Butch's teachings, all of his seminars, and much, much more are available. All for you to enjoy and learn from. For only 15 cents a day, you can access this powerful resource. Just $5.95 a month or $59.95 a year, payable by PayPal right on PastorButch.tv. Or by credit card by calling 1-800-777-4403 or by check, cash, or money order by writing to Call to Decision Ministries, 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. You can access this much-needed resource. Sign up now. PastorButch.tv is there for you. That's PastorButch.tv. Any questions, call 1-800-777-4403. 800-777-4403.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Alrighty, folks, final segment. The phone line is pretty busy. I'm going to try to give every caller about 45 seconds and give Marty about 15 seconds to answer your questions. Okay, Bill, go ahead with your question, sir.
Quick question, quick statement, really. It's a Hydra monster, my friend, and you know that. It's been funny money since 1913.
Oh, yes.
99-year lease started December 21st, 1913. It ends next year, December 21st. December 21st in good old 2012, which is 99 years at 666. It's the food. It's the funny money. It's everything. But the falling away, Pastor Butch, I believe started in this country years ago.
I do too.
World wars. You never mentioned we're in the book of Revelation. I believe we've been in Revelation now since 1913. Everything has been compromised. There's been a very, very, very hydra monster. And in this country, it is done through Freemasonry. And every church that I've been involved with has been led by Freemasons. And that goes back to when I was a little kid. I'm 58 years old now.
Well, that, what you're saying is basically true. And I got to jump, Bill, but I want you to call back some more sometime. Ran out of time. And I think you're basically right. This country's been gone for a lot of years, folks, but the pronouncement of judgment on it, I'm convinced, has already passed. Let's go to Phyllis, Ohio. Phyllis, come on in. You got about 30 seconds, honey. Come on and join us.
Well, I'm so pleased with your guest, and I want her to know that I've been out there for a good many years, and I just want to warn folks who are survivalists and alternative natural health care people like we've been. The one thing you have to be very careful of, speaking for my husband, he fell, and we had his cancer in remission for 6 years with natural health care, and then he fell and broke his shoulder, and that's where you really run into trouble, because you can't take care of that yourself, and they hauled him into a hospital without our permission and done all kinds of tests on him and killed him with a staph infection.
Yep. That's amazing. That's just a true story, folks. That's really, yeah. I remember when that happened.
And then when I fell and broke my hip, and they brought me into a nursing home, and they took all my nutritional supplements away from me. They could have killed me. And I won't go into all the details. I've told some of it before.
Right.
But I just want your guest to know, Pastor Butch, that there are some of us out here marching along with her.
All right. Thanks, Phyllis.
Thanks.
By the way, Phyllis is, I believe, just turned 83, 84. How's that for a powerful lady?
There you go.
Let's go. One more phone call right now, time. Janice from Michigan, come on in. Got about 35, 40 seconds here.
Great, Pastor Butch. This is a great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I say to the last caller, Phyllis, we have to stay out of the system. And I do my best to do that and stay natural. I've been into this for years as well. And Marty, you are a breath of fresh air. I'm glad to hear you for the first time. When I first heard you speak tonight, I thought, did Derry Brownfield send her to us? I never knew you were on his show, even though I used to listen to him from time to time. And but I was wondering, are you related to Annie Oakley at all, your family?
My ex-husband was. That was a great aunt of his. Her name was actually Phoebe Ann Snow. And,
oh, okay.
The name Oakley from Oakley, Kansas, and the whole family adopted the name when she got famous. So,
are you in North Carolina?
No, I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Do you travel and speak at churches?
No, I don't. I do public speaking, but no, I haven't. For one thing, you can't afford it.
I understand that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I really enjoy you, and I look forward to hearing more from you. I hope we can get a tape of this.
All right, you can. Just let us know if you want a copy, sweetheart. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Janice. Well, now, last few seconds, what do you want to say in closing, Marty?
Well, for one thing, the next thing we have to watch for, Pastor, is one of the other focuses of this fake food safety bill was ending generational knowledge on farming and ranching. They want that done away with so that everything has to go corporate and it's all this high technology industrialized food production. So that's the next thing you have to watch for. Your farmers and ranchers are there in your area. Protect them. Stand up for them. They're all that's standing between you and a real living hell.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Marty. We'll be talking to you again in the future, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Have a good evening, and please stay in the fight. Yes, we love you. And folks, by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great day tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of